Meet Yelp for Restaurants. Not the software company, but the people who love restaurants so much they formed a team dedicated to our industry. Before Catherine joined the customer success team, she managed the Modern in New York. Yeah, that Modern. Before Julia joined the team, she worked at Au Cheval in Chicago for half a decade. Yelp is for restaurants because our people are restaurant people. Meet the new Yelp at restaurants.yelp.com/podcast. Welcome to Restaurant Marketing School. I'm Josh Kopel, a Michelin-rated restaurateur. Together with Sean Walship of Cali Barbecue Media, we're unpacking the tools and tactics used by million-dollar marketing agencies to help you grow your restaurant. Join us daily to get a marketing tip that you can use in your restaurant today. Today, we're talking about compound interest, how consistency and targeting scale audience. So, Sean, the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is super specific, no different than working out. Social media feels like something that you do day after day after day, and you're working so hard at it, and you get two or three views on this, and then a week later, you have four or five, which is a significant increase, but your time's at a premium. Talk to me about the way media scales and what the investment needs to look like over what period of time.
I think the best way for anyone to think about media and content creation is to think of an audience of one. And if you have an audience of one, that's all you need. And the idea of compound interest is if you make content good enough for one person to care about your story, about why you opened up your restaurant, about why you sell what you sell, about the impact that you're having in your community, chances are that person will tell someone else. And then you have two people. Those two people become four people. But it only happens through a consistent and persistent pursuit of your potential and your ability to scale the habit, because that's what it is. It's a habit. And I talk to so many restaurant owners, so many small business owners that tell me that they don't know how to make a video. They don't know how to make a 15-second video or a 30-second video for TikTok or for Instagram Reels or for LinkedIn. And I tell them, that's just not true. It's not true. And anyone that's listening to this podcast knows that they have everything that they need in their pocket. That smartphone will allow you to get uncomfortable in selfie mode. Literally, you can turn the camera on selfie mode and talk about your beliefs. And those beliefs are a story. That story you've already told your investors, your family, of why you opened up the restaurant. You just haven't told it online. Or you're waiting for the local news to help you tell it online, or the national news to help you tell it online. They're not coming. Once I realized no one was coming to tell our story, that's when everything changed for our brand. We have the tools that we need to tell our story. And it's all through video. It's all through written word. It's all through images. And it's all done online.
So a follow-up question to that. How patient were you with the process? From the moment that you decided to make this, I wouldn't call it a pivot. I call it an evolution into media. When did you really start seeing the resonance? When did you start building audience?
You know, I think it's a good question, because the real media marker for our brand is when we started the podcast back in 2017 called Behind the Smoke. That was the first podcast before it became Digital Hospitality. But we were creating media before that. We were creating media for our restaurant. We were creating media for our events. And we were doing that all through the smartphone, through posting on Facebook, posting on Instagram, putting content on Yelp, putting content on Google, improving our website. All of those things were important for us. But to think about actually becoming a media company, first, it starts with the mindset that we are a media company. And then it starts with the execution. And that execution is that compounding interest over time. And one of the things that I've learned about podcasting is it's all about consistency. There's so many people, there's over 2 million podcasts on Apple Podcasts, which sounds like a big number, but really it's a tiny, 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 tiny number. We're so early, and it's 2022. 2022, and there's only 2 million podcasts. I mean, every single business needs to have a website, but I believe every business also needs to have a podcast. Podcast is such an easy way to start to get into content creation, to start telling not just your story, but the story of all the things that are happening around your business. And for me, it's so powerful to move from digital marketing to digital media, because digital marketing is talking about yourself. It's talking about your brand. It's talking about what you do. Once you move to digital media, you already have the skills. You've already developed the daily habits of producing video, of taking photos, of posting words onto all these different platforms. And then now you can start to talk about other people. And once you start to talk to other people and celebrate other people, your vendor partnerships, your community partnerships, your charity partnerships, now everyone needs social media. Now you've literally become a media machine. You've become the voice of your village.
I think you bring up a great point that it starts with mindset. And the reason I want to go back to this is because really no different than exercising. You go to the gym, you come home, you look in the mirror the next day, and you look the same. And it's that way the next day and the next day and the next day. And you don't see the result and for a very long time. And I think it's incredibly important when it comes to the practice, to the habit of media, that you keep going until you've achieved the desired result. And it starts with that mindset in believing that if I do A, B will occur.
Correct. We treat our media like we treat our barbecue, and that's low and slow. The craft of barbecue and doing barbecue the right way didn't happen overnight. When we first started doing barbecue, our barbecue was shit. It wasn't right. Good. We had to work with Gene. Gene had to work with our team. He had to work with our pitmasters. We had to work with our purveyors. We had to find the right seasonings. We had to find the right rubs. We had to find the right temperature. So much went into us becoming a barbecue brand where now we are Cali Barbecue. I mean, we are a breakfast concept and a sports entertainment concept that is now a digital barbecue concept. And that happened over time, 13 years later.
Hey, it's Josh. Do you want to spend 60 minutes planning out a profitable 2022 with me? Just you and me, on Zoom, camera on, pen and paper out, getting you super clear on exactly what your goals are and how you're going to achieve them. It's free, even though the call is worth like a gazillion dollars. Go to planwithjosh.com to book that call with me. That's planwithjosh.com to book a 1-hour strategy session to make sure that 2022 is your most profitable year yet. If you want to hear previous episodes or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/marketing school. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. I'm Josh Koppel, and you've been listening to Restaurant Marketing School.